Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has so many wonderful things to say to his people. He cherishes his people. And when we meet the Lord in heaven on the other side, so many people are going to begin to do what they could do today. They're going to begin to ask questions. They're going to see the wonder. A lot of their questions will be answered. But some people are going to, address their concerns, and they're going to want to know some things from the Lord. It's just inevitable that that's going to happen. But one thing we're all going to find out is that he loves us, and he did things to give us clues. The Lord has worked hard to give us clues of every concern we could ever have. In fact, every time I learn something from the Lord that I did not know before, when he answered me, it's so easy to receive. It's so plain. It's a wonder I didn't see it through his creation and the way he makes things and the way he orders things. And it just makes me appreciate the fact that, Lord, I'm so glad that you're my God. I'm so glad that you are. A lot of people, they think that all this happened like the scientists say. And they're sad. They're very sad. It's whenever people make a decision aside from the Lord, there's an automatic sadness with it. A sorrow. A forlornness. And when you believe that that's true, then you have no hope. All the hope is what you already know. So people gravitate to do the things that they believe in. Whatever you believe in, the strongest, that's what you're going to do. No matter how people dress it up, fix it up, try to work around it, people act on what they truly believe. When it comes to Jesus Christ, it's no different. If people really believe on Jesus, it alters the way they think and it alters the way that they deal with this life. They go at it from the angle of hope, and they encourage others to believe. Whenever people stop believing, and they do it for the same reasons Jesus gave in the parable of the sower. Some people, they love God, they have a strong appreciation for the Lord, but they don't have roots in the word that they did receive in their heart and believe. They believe it while there's no pressure. But they're not established because they don't have roots. And that's why people need good pastors and teachers. Because some people can go to heaven if they have the right leadership. That's why I tell people on the radio all the time, you need to ask the Lord to send you to the church that you need to be going to. The Lord knows you. He knows what kind of person you can receive from. He calculates everything. So if you will just seek the Lord and do what he tells you to do, a lot of problems will fall off your life. You'll get the word rooted in your heart. You'll become stronger and you'll learn how to live. And you'll learn how to attack the enemy instead of allowing the enemy to attack you continually. Now, I understand all forms of life. If you've never believed on Jesus Christ, you have a certain logic. And I understand it because I didn't get saved till I was 19, almost 20 years old. From the time that I was a young child to I reached the age of accountability, I know I did because one day the Lord spoke to me and he said, you're on your own now. And I knew that I should have been saved. I knew to get saved. I saw that sin was deadly. And I started understanding sin. That's when the Lord told me, you're on your own now. But I didn't get saved. So I know what I'm saying when I say there's a sorrow attached to it. Then I asked the Lord to save me. But I lived 6 months before I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So I struggled to do right. I tried to do right. I tried to clean my mouth up. Because I could say some ugly words in those days. Out of habit. Not out of malice, but out of habit. And I didn't I didn't know how to stop. I didn't know how to, just like anybody else. But I continued to serve the Lord. I loved him. And I continually prayed and asked him to help me with my language. I didn't want to use profanity anymore. And other things. And the Lord worked with me for 6 months. So I know what it's like before you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You believe on Jesus Christ and you have the baptism. I lived 6 months before I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. So once I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, now things got amplified in the Lord. I loved God. I knew that God loved me. I could sense his presence more. And I had the power and the might to do what was necessary. And things that I struggled hard with fell off my life. Then a few years went by. And at the end of 83, November of 83, I received the Holy Spirit. Everything went pretty good. Then I got called to the ministry. So now I know what it's like to be saved. I know what it's like to be a sinner. I know what it's like to be saved. Then I know what it's like to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then I learned what it was like to be a preacher. Because now the enemy is attacking me. And in making things look like I was going to fall. There was a time I thought I was going to fall, but I kept crying out to the Lord. And I had to learn things. And I asked him to help me stay, and he did. And I know what it's like to do things in the Lord's strength, and I know what it's like to do things in your own strength. My strength was not working. And I don't mind telling people it was not working. I had to rely on the Lord, and I had to receive his word to defeat the enemy. And I didn't want to be the counter-Christian like I saw so many people do. They're always struggling with the world. And I've seen preachers, they preach against the world hard, but they're attracted to it. And in private, they talk about what a struggle it is and how they wish Jesus would come on. But they love God. They were standing. But I knew that was a better way to do this. But I didn't know anybody I could ask, and I was not going to ask my parents. And any advice that I would have gotten, it wouldn't have been it wouldn't have satisfied me, because I knew this one I had to seek the Lord, and the Lord was the only one that was going to be able to teach me what I needed to know. And it was so simple. Simple. And that's why I say, when you believe on Jesus Christ, you have fulfilled all the ceremonial laws, all those rituals that was a headache to live. They were the road signs pointing you to a destination called Jesus Christ. When you believe on Jesus Christ, you fulfilled all the ceremonial laws, even if you're not a Jew. You're doing what they couldn't do, because you're doing it through Christ. And when you do believe on Jesus Christ and you walk in his love, if you're willing to love others as he loved you, and display his love and walk in his love continually, no matter what, you fulfill all the moral laws, all the Ten Commandments and the moral laws. And if you gain the wisdom of God, you can counterattack Satan at your will. If you ever win the war within, the war without is a cakewalk. You can just speak words in faith. Because the first step in victory, in God's kind of victory, is a surrendered life to God. If you can surrender your life to Jesus Christ, if you can just do his will, you know, James said it so perfectly. He said, submit yourselves therefore to God, first of all. Resist the enemy, second of all, and he will flee from you. And he'll do the third part. He'll do the fleeing. And he is afraid of you. And I know he's afraid of people. And I learned that. You know, I got a niece that got murdered. But before she got murdered, the Lord told me that the enemy wanted to take her life. Because he was afraid. And I said, why? He said he's afraid of her potential. But the Lord explained she's vulnerable, and he wants to kill her while she's vulnerable, which he did. I warned her, but she did some things she shouldn't have, and it gave place to the enemy, and he did murder her. So I learned that the enemy is afraid of us. I take everything serious, and I wish I had worked with her more. But that's over now. It's too late. So I'm telling you, he's afraid of you. But you, the way you win is first believe on Jesus Christ as your Savior, Lord, and King. He's a king. Treat Jesus like a king instead of Santa Claus. Treat God as God and a king, not Santa Claus. But because he's so good and loving, he gave you all the kingdom of God. You have, it's up to you to learn how it works. And the first thing, if you're going to do anything, nothing in the kingdom will make sense to your mind unless you walk, unless you are willing to operate according to the living love of God. That's where you'll find life. And then from there, when I asked the Lord to teach me how to love his people, that's when he could so easily give me revelation. He could trust me with knowledge because my heart was set to love him. Some people will gain knowledge and then go get in forms of pride and vainglory. Remember something. Vainglory and pride and fear will cause you to become the enemy of God, because pride works by fear. Everybody that get in pride, they always get in fear. Just like everybody that get in love, it's so easy for them to operate by faith. Faith works by love. Pride works by fear. Whatever you fear, that's what you give your allegiance to. That's what your belief system is based on, what you fear. But it should be fearing God, and it can be what you love. What you fear or love, that's what your belief system is based on. So you can clean up your belief system by fully receiving the love of God. Perfect love cast out fear. There's no pride, there's no fear. You're not ashamed of the love of God, and he's not ashamed of you. You're not ashamed to represent God, and he's not ashamed of you. And if you fail, repent. And ask the Lord. See, when you almost sin, or you barely make it, that's, you need roots. That's when you go and say, Lord, help me grow deep roots. And he'll do it. He'll explain things. He'll make things plain. And all you have to do is receive the word of God. Receiving the word of God is the same as doing things in the Lord's strength. Receiving what he has to say and internalizing, letting the word grow roots in your heart. Then when the sun comes up and the rain stops, you're still standing because you've got deep roots. You're still being supplied by the word of God. When you don't know what to do, the word that you've received in your heart is going to secure your life and keep you clean. Another problem, my friend, is the seed that was sown among thorns. The cares of other things choke the word and cause the person to be unfruitful. You have roots, but there are thorns in your garden. Just pull them up. Everything that causes sorrow, grief, and problems in your life, pull it up. Now, that doesn't mean go get a divorce. That doesn't mean that you have to disassociate yourself with people. But you do have to shield your heart with the shield of faith around the people that have to be. See, some people, they won't follow God's ways and they cause problems. But you have to arrange every relationship you have so that what they're doing on the outside of you can't get to the inside of you. If it's negative, keep it out of your heart. Now, how do you do that? God, the Holy Spirit, will give you wisdom to deal with people. Let people pull their own weight. When people are trying to lean on you, don't let them lean on you. Advise them to go get their own job and make their own money. Don't let them cause you to lose your job. Don't let them cause you to lose your house, your car. Don't co-sign for them. If they're not willing to work, then let them starve. I'm talking about people that's able to work. not people that that have been devastated in life. Help them, but help them help themselves. And some people won't study, and they always worry, and they vent. When they vent, shield that stuff. Don't let it get in your heart. They'll talk till they get tired of talking, then give them the Word of God. Now, when you give people the Word of God, they have a chance to live. But if they don't grow roots, they're going to keep collapsing like that. And usually, when people don't want the Word, they hear the Word, but they won't grow roots. And then they collapse and go into depression. And some people when people have a hard heart against the Word, when you try to help them with the Word of God, they don't like God, so they're going to leave. You have to understand, some people are going to leave you. They will leave your life over God because they don't want Him in their life. Because the ways of this world hardens the heart. People don't know that. When people start dabbling in pornography or anything of the world, greed, you know, they got to have everything they see. They start hating the Word of God. They don't say it, but they do. They don't have an appetite for it. They don't like the things of God. You start talking about God, they start thinking about what they got to do, and they got to leave. They don't want to talk about it. I run into that often. But it's not your fault, and don't blame yourself. If they don't want it, they just don't want it. That's not your problem. But the Holy Spirit is wise, and He knows how to fish men. And if they can be fished, He'll give you wisdom so you can fish them. And if they happen to be your people, your children, if you train them in the way they should go, they're coming back. They may act just like the world for a while. But hopefully, if Jesus tarry long enough, they'll come back before He returns. He said in the first place, count up the cost. See, some people, they don't give the world a chance. They're like the wayside. Their hearts are hardened by the world. But see, when they see you living a godly life, they'll begin to trust you because of it. Because if you walk in love, they'll respect you. If you're holy, they'll trust you. And if you're wise, you'll hold their attention. And they'll trust you to solve the problems. And eventually, they're going to have to come back and hear your counsel, or they're going to go out and die. But remember, God respects every man's choice. If you make the choice to live in this world, he still loves you. He still want to bless you, but you made a choice. And so it is for everybody. And I let people know, if you make that kind of choice, that you made your choice. I can't make you make my choice. You got to make your own choice. Or not. However you want it, that's how it is. No love lost. But when people believe on Jesus Christ, that's the only way to fulfill the ceremonial law and the moral law. If they start talking about how good they are, they're wasting it. They're not going to make it. If they're trying to get into heaven another way, they are thieves and robbers. Just like Jesus said. Mainstream preachers try to keep everybody, they preach an inclusive gospel, and it's not right. The gospel, it's not segregated in the sense of God picked this one over that one, but it's segregated in the sense that some people choose God and some people don't. And if you receive the word, you receive it. Remember, Jesus is not only our Savior and our Lord and our King, He's also the plumb line. Everything is measured straight or crooked by Him. Either people are straight or they're crooked. If they believed on Him, they're straight. If they're walking in His love, they're straight. If they're walking awry from the love of God, they're crooked. And then they're exposed. And people are exposed by the light that you live. So the light that you live exposes people for what they are in real time. And then there's the good heart. They receive the word. They grow the roots. They contend for the faith. And they bring forth fruit with patience. Now that's where we want to get to. So receiving the Holy Spirit will help you do all these things. Some people receive the word and they're fruitful because of the word. They have no knowledge that the Holy Spirit will come to them and be upon them. and they'll speak in tongues. Every Christian has the Holy Spirit within. See, when we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we have the Holy Spirit upon us. Jesus said the world would be like rivers of living water. And he also said it would be like a well of water springing up in the everlasting life. That's the well. That's within. To guide you and teach you personally. Upon is to help you do ministry, the anointing. And you can be filled with the Holy Spirit all the time, not just one time. And you speak in tongues one time and say, well, I'm spirit-filled. A spirit-filled person is continually seeking the Lord and being refilled by the Holy Spirit. When you're in his presence, you feel invincible. But you're not. You feel that way from because you're in his presence. Now, from there, you have to learn and grow roots for certain things. Some people grow great roots for salvation and not enough roots for healing. Some people grow roots for healing, and then they grow roots for prosperity, which is important. But they don't grow roots for following the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So people fail where they lack roots. And they also fail where they worry, when they allow other things in their heart. Everything that's not in your that's in your heart that's not like God, say with your mouth, this got to go. A few years ago, I said, everything that's not like Jesus got to go. Now, if I knew it was not of God, I would make it go. But some things I didn't realize. Some things I may not have known to deal with. That's why I did that. And I kept saying it. Everything that's not like Jesus got to go. I don't want an appetite for anything that's anti-Christ. Every form of doubt is anti-Christ. A lack of love is anti-Christ. I want the full love of God thriving in me. I want to love everybody just like Jesus loved me. I want to represent him right. And everything that's not like Jesus got to go. And then I started confessing that I will do all that's in his heart, in the heart of God. I will do all that's in his heart for me to do. See, I could say I will do all that's in my heart. My heart is limited. His heart is unlimited. And I knew that God was I could sense that he was guiding me to greater things, greater forms of faith, greater abilities to believe him by faith. So, and I wanted to cooperate. So I said, I will do all this in his heart. And man, that was a good decision. Because doing things his way helps me receive and understand him more. And the more I understand him, the more I desire to obey him. I talked with a man today, a friend of mine. He said he know that God helps him out. And he depends on the Lord. And God always blessed me to make money when I need to. He said, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't go to church, but I know God loves me. And he loved God. Now, sometimes people would disqualify people that stop going to church or whatever. But see, one time I was thinking about that along those lines, how some people love God, but they won't go to church. And they don't seem dedicated. And the Lord said, I don't require dedication. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. In my heart, that's what I'm saying. I know the voice of the Lord. And when he said that, I'm like, puzzle. That was just something I didn't. The more I thought about it, I could see he don't stop loving us because of our lack of dedication. And he let me think about that for a couple of days. I think a whole day went by before he said, he said it again, I don't require dedication, but I desire dedication. And then he explained some things. He said, I love you for you, not what you can do for me. Not how good you are, not how wonderful you are, not for the fruit you can bear. I love you for you. And I love God even more when he said that. I could see what he was talking about. Jesus died for everybody that they might get saved. And he loved the people that won't love him. And he commanded us to love people that despitefully use us. We know they're wrong. They hate us, and we're going to love them anyway. And when I teach that, I still teach that. So people get mad at me about that. They don't want to talk about that sometimes. But this is where you meet God. This is where you're going to learn some things. And people defend their position. You can defend your position all you want to. But if you truly love people that don't love you, you're going to start understanding the love of God. And you're going to start, and what's going to happen to your faith? It's going to be so much easier to operate in. What's going to happen to your advice? It's going to grow roots. What's going to happen to your persuasion, the way you persuade people? It's going to be enhanced. What's going to happen to your relationships? You're going to be able to see the other people's side of things. And you'll be motivated to help them heal, not win an argument. And I don't know how to, sometimes I feel like I get on people's nerves. And I probably do. They may be looking at me from something I did in the past or said in the past. I was telling my wife today one time, years ago in the early 90s, I went to our family reunion and I had to pray. I was on schedule to pray. And I prayed a long time like a young Christian would do. Now, I loved the Lord. I saw miracles at that time. And I was praying this long prayer and I saw it on video. I said, man, I was praying a long time. And my dad, being a very wise man of God, he knew how to buffer it. He knew how the people saw me, and he knew I was trying to do right, and he made it all right. The way that he conducted everything, because he conducted the church service we were having at the family reunion. But a lot of people still remember when I prayed too long. Now, in my world, that's all right. But see, when you're trying to be a blessing, sometimes you already got the point over. You don't have to keep rehearsing the point. And as I grew in the Lord, I was telling my wife all about these kind of things. I learned to say what I got to say and go on to something else. And you don't have to keep on trying to make people receive something. And, you know, I learned to get to the point and continue. And then go on, be appropriate instead of inappropriate. Now, nobody can, you know, there's nobody to explain these things but the Holy Spirit that you will listen to. That's why you have to present yourself a living sacrifice. You have to make adjustments. We all have to make adjustments, and if we make the right adjustments, we'll be able to be used to help people while there's still time, which we're running out of. But remember, every time the Lord says something, he makes it so simple. Now, people spend college-level study hours learning about the ceremonial law, and it takes some hours to learn that stuff. And everybody need to go over it. They need to learn it well so they can appreciate the grace that God so richly gave them. There are people walking and operating in the grace of God, and they don't understand the cost of it. They don't understand the energy they would have had to put forth in the past before Jesus came to get the same result that he graciously gave them. When you receive Jesus as Lord, you have fulfilled all the ceremonial laws. And if you go back and study it, you'll appreciate it so much more. God wasn't being picky. He was showing us something while we were in a hard-headed condition. And then remember, the Lord is always dividing light from darkness. Only those who love the light would go through with the painful ceremonial law practices. But when we believe on Jesus Christ, we're just as rescued as if the rapture happened. See, and when the Lord comes, then you're separated from this evil world and Satan too. Even if you don't know how to fight and stand, if you're in him, you go with him. And then you'll learn how to live. But you don't have to wait. You can learn this even while you're doing warfare. All you have to do is let the word, receive God's word and grow roots, and you'll begin to see the easy way to live in him. It's so much easier, and there's no pressure. And there's no It's not work. It's life. When you study the word, you're studying life. It's not labor. It's a privilege. It's a blessing. Sometimes I like to get enough rest so I can study. And while I'm working, I'm listening to the word. And it make the hours go by. Because I'm receiving life as I do my daily routine work. And it takes the pain out of my work. Even when I get a comeback and have to do something over, I listen to the word and I'm all right. Now, all these things are true. And when the Lord teaches something, he makes it so simple, it's easy to receive. And the more I learn of him, the more I hate the world systems. I also confess that I hate the ways of this world. Oh, I'm out of time. But the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Share these broadcasts with others because they need to know him. When people go to hell, they wish somebody would have told them. And when they go to heaven, they wish they would have told others. Now, till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.